Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
We're going to talk about your handwriting today.
Okay.
And what it says about your personality. As I was reading this, I thought, what does my handwriting say about my personality? My handwriting has become more and more sloppy as I've gotten older. Maybe I'm in a bigger hurry. But I remember thinking the other day, as I was looking at my little sister's handwriting, mine used to look good like that. Now it's kind of sloppy.
Okay, well, I don't think mine's ever looked very good. But in any case, we're talking about handwriting. In other words, writing words with your hands, which I think people do less and less these days.
Yeah.
Although, you know, knowing my daughter, she goes to school here in Taiwan, so of course they're making them learn how to write by hand for everything. So that art is still alive.
Good.
Although lots of people use keyboards to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking specifically about handwriting, how you write your letters, and whether you use cursive script or print. I guess we're talking about how to write English. I guess how to write Chinese would be a whole different ballgame.
I think there are some similarities, though. I have friends who write very clearly and some who kind of scribble when they write. It's kind of hard to read. So let's dig in. We're going to talk about what your handwriting says about you. We're going to read through a lesson, and then we'll be back.
How do you express your personality? Is it through your hairstyle, your outfits, or what you put on your Facebook page? You can control all of these things, but one thing you can't always control is your handwriting. Handwriting analysis is not an exact science, but many people believe it's a good indicator of someone's personality. Let's take a look at a few examples. Letter size is said to be one clue to someone's character. People who write with large letters like to stand out from the crowd, while those who write with small letters are modest and reserved. Even individual letters can say something about you. Letters with sharp, angular points can indicate someone who's competitive, decisive, and perhaps a little strict. Softer and rounder letters, however, are said to reveal a sympathetic personality. The slant of a person's writing can also be a giveaway of certain personality traits. If your writing slants to the right, you are apparently a confident person who likes to express your opinions. If your writing slants the other way, you are independent but quite particular about what you like and dislike. If your writing doesn't slant at all, you probably let your head rule your heart. Line spacing, letter spacing, and word spacing can provide insights as well. But perhaps nothing defines you as much as your signature. A larger first name signifies pride and independence. However, if your signature ends with a dot, perhaps you don't trust others very easily. Finally, be careful of people who incorporate a single slash of the pen through their signature. They may have something to conceal.
So let's dive in. First of all, let's talk about what a personality is. Your personality is kind of the way you behave, your emotional qualities that you have. It makes a person different from other people. You can have a fun personality, a serious personality, a happy personality, things that you usually see in other people. I think of some of my friends as being really great. They have great personalities, meaning they're good with other people. Some people are really quiet or shy. If they have a shy personality, it's hard for them to talk to other people.
Or they might be bitter and cynical and mad at the world or something like that. These are different characteristics that make you different from other people. What kind of personality do you have? Are you happy, sad, etc.? And we're talking about handwriting, which is a way to indicate someone's personality. At least there's a science to this. And also it says something about how your writing affects your personality, or at least how your writing reflects the kind of person you are.
Mm.
Well, how do you express your personality? How do you express that? How do you let people know what kind of person you are? We've got some examples of how you might express your personality here. Is it through your hairstyle, your outfits, or what you put on your Facebook page? If you're talking about your hairstyle, well, that can say something about you. Your outfits, that just refers to the combination of clothing you wear, your trousers, your shirts, whether you wear a dress or maybe a bracelet or something? Do you wear jewelry, for example? Do you put on a lot of makeup or not? And also what you put on your Facebook page, what you like, you know, the different friends that you have, all of these are indicators of your distinct and unique personality.
Mm-hmm. You can control all of these things we mentioned. You can decide how you want your hair to look or what clothes you want to wear or even what you put on your Facebook page if you have a Facebook account. But one thing you can't always control is your handwriting. You know, we've been writing since we were little, so it's kind of hard to control what it looks like after you've been writing for years and years. Although I do think you can get better at it and be a little less sloppy and make it look a little more neat.
Very possible. You know, a couple of years ago I read an article about how cursive handwriting is dying out. So I thought, no, I'm not going to let it die out. So I went on the internet and I found some websites, and I started writing things cursively again. So that's kind of changing the way I write. And I also decided to start signing my name more clearly instead of it being just a big jumble of lines and stuff. I thought that had an effect, or I was affected at least by learning cursive writing, but that's another story. But here it does claim that you can't always control your handwriting. It's kind of you know, something you do by nature. You naturally do this, mm-hmm. and it's not something that you can control. Well, then we've got scientists coming in, and they have this thing called handwriting analysis, but it's not an exact science. I suppose it's like astrology, too. That's not an exact science. Not all Leos behave the same way, for example. But again, this is analyzing people's handwriting. Analysis is from the verb to analyze, which means you look at something and you try to figure it out.
Yeah, analysis. You are looking at something very carefully. Maybe you're pulling apart what you're looking at. So you're looking at the different parts, what they do, how things relate to each other. A lot of scientists do a lot of analysis. Again, this is a noun form. The verb is to analyze. And notice it's a different pronunciation. We use a Z sound, analyze. And analysis is the noun form of the word, and we use a S sound in that instead.
Sure. And as it says here, it's not an exact science, but many people believe it's a good indicator, at least, of someone's personality. So it's not exact. There are exceptions and stuff like that. But still, if you look at somebody's handwriting, you can get an idea or take a pretty good guess mm-hmm. at what kind of personality they have. It's an indicator. An indicator is something that, well, indicates something. It gives you the clue of something. It sort of lets you know what something is like without being mysterious. It pretty much tells you what you need to know.
Yeah, an indicator, in other words, is a sign. Some sort of sign that shows that something exists or it's the condition of something. For example, on the news, we often hear about economic indicators telling us what the economy looks like. They'll look at the job reports, how many people are still unemployed. That's an indicator as to where the economy is going. Is it turning around? Is it getting better? Or is it getting worse? Well, many people believe that your handwriting is a sign of your personality. It kind of tells people, oh, this person's like this because they write in this way. It's kind of interesting.
Okay, so let's go on to the next paragraph and look at some specific examples here. Letter size, that's said to be one clue to someone's character. Here, character is very similar in meaning to personality. Letter size, how big you write. If you write big, you have a large letter size. If you have a lower or a smaller letter, you're writing small. Letter size also, if you're talking about typing on your computer, then we have these things called fonts. Okay, F-O-N-T, different kinds of letters. And, of course, if you have a large font that's easily readable, maybe that's used for titles, whereas a small font may be used for text or things like that, part of a book. But here we're talking about letter size. Do you write that letter A really big or really small?
And the people who write with large letters, according to the analysis that they've done, these people like to stand out from the crowd. If you stand out from a group, it means you're easily noticed, easily seen. Some people like to stand out from others so that they appear unique. A lot of people like to be their own person. Or you can be a standout in your class, which means you're very good. You're better than the rest of your classmates at something. the performance really stood out to me, meaning it was better than the other performances around it? Well, if you have these large letters in your handwriting, it's supposed to mean you like to be noticed.
Right. For example, I could say, Yao Ming really stands out from a crowd because he's so tall.
Uh-huh.
You could also say to stand out of a crowd or stand out in a crowd, but here we're using the preposition from, to stand out from the crowd, to be different from everybody else. And again, if you write with large letters, hey, you kind of have a big ego. You like to be considered the boss, the go-to person, the person who has all the answers. However, those who write with small letters, they tend to be modest and reserved. And to be modest is to have modesty. To be modest, again, means, well, you're not too inflating yourself. You're not stressing yourself too much to other people. You don't really talk too much in conversations. You just think you're just a regular person and nothing special.
Yeah, if you're modest, you're not too proud. Some people who are too proud bother other people. It feels like you're really showing off. People who are modest don't show off. They don't just stand around telling you how great they are at everything. Those people drive others crazy, so try to be modest. If you're reserved, you're very quiet. You don't really express your feelings very openly. You keep them to yourself. You're reserved.
Is that the same as being shy?
I think shy, you're actually kind of afraid of people. It's hard for you to talk. Reserved could also mean you are quiet. You just tend to not say too much, but you're not afraid to talk to people.
So you're not necessarily shy. So mm-hmm. If you're shy, you're kind of afraid of people. But if you're reserved, hey, you just don't have something to say. And you don't care whether all the other people are doing the talking or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that's if you write with small letters. You might be modest and reserved, maybe a little shy, too. Okay, that brings us to the halfway point of today's lesson. Let's take a little bit of a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天看的是第6单元。 要谈的呢是我们的handwriting, 也就是手写字体。 我们看一下提到呢,你怎么样表达展现你的个性? 有些人我们说透过发型啦,服装啦, 或者是你在Facebook上面po的东西, 这都可以表现出你的个性, 不过有一个可能不一定能够掌控的, 就是你的handwriting。 好,我们看到,我们谈一个人的笔迹分析, 其实这个并不是一个怎么样, 好,看到第一格, 第一格他提到说他并不是科学, 可是用什么字, 用什么形容词来修饰科学呢? 选项最好的答案, 那当然就是 H, exact, 精确的, 它并不是很严谨, 很精确的科学, 不过很多人觉得, 这其实是一个不错的指标, indicator, 因为它可以显示出一个人的个性来, 第二段就说到了, Letter size, 字体大小, 据说它是可以怎么样? 第二格很明显, 它提到是一个需要一个名词, 它说是一个什么东西, 然后后面加一个to, 所以大家知道, 像在写这种填充的时候, 段落填空, 你一定要看前后的搭配词, 它后面这个to, 其实是很好的线索, 因为 加to这边的名词, 最好的答案就是D, clue, 它是个线索, 可以看出得知一个人性格的线索。 好,那他就说了, 如果你自己很大, 那表示这个人他喜欢怎么样? Stand out from, 这个代表突出, 凸显, 那后面最好的一个名词, 这个前后文要名词, 名词是哪一个呢? 就是选项的A, crowd, Stand out from the crowd, 就是从群众当中凸显出来。 好,那再来相对的, 如果你字很小很小, 那这样的人肯定就是比较谦虚,比较拘谨。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, we just got done talking about letter size. This is all about what is called graphology, or trying to determine someone's personality by looking at the way they write. So we talked about letter size. If you write with big letters, You might be kind of a bold person, outgoing. You want to stand up from the crowd. If you write with small letters, you're modest and reserved. Well, even individual letters can say something about you. The way you write those letters, okay, regardless of size here, for example, letters with sharp, angular points can indicate someone who's competitive, decisive, and perhaps a little strict. So these are individual letters. If they have sharp, angular points, that means they're not really round and curvy. They're more sharp, kind of like a Japanese katakana. That's the only example I can think of.
Yeah, they're not round and warm. They're a little bit tough looking, I think. If you're competitive, you like to compete. Usually you enjoy situations where you're trying to win a contest or a competition or just simply be more successful than others. So if you're competitive, you probably write with kind of a sharp, angular style. If you're decisive, it means it's easy for you to make decisions. You don't sit and go, oh, what should I do? Should I do this or that? Or ask your friends for advice. It's very easy for you to make decisions on your own. So that's kind of a nice quality. Now, if you're strict, teachers can be strict or parents strict when they demand that you obey the rules in a certain way. So sometimes if people are strict, they're not very flexible.
Mm-hmm, exactly. They demand that the rules be followed with no exceptions.
Right.
And so this kind of person might be a little strict and not very flexible. Well, softer and rounder letters, however, like Japanese hiragana, for example, are said to reveal a sympathetic personality. So if you write like that, with lots of curves and circles and stuff like that. Hey,
sounds like a girl's handwriting.
Yeah, I was going to say, girls are the ones who always dot their I's with a circle, and they never put a dot there. And they always try to make their letters as round and as cute as possible, whereas guys tend to be more angular and stark with their letters. So, yes, indeed, if you write with softer and rounder letters, you're said to be very sympathetic. If you're sympathetic, that means you have feelings for other people. You can feel the way they feel, and you're just not really cold, and you don't care about other people.
Yeah, so you show a lot of concern for people who are having a bad time. That's a good thing to have in you, to be a sympathetic person. Now, the slant of a person's writing can also be a giveaway of certain personality traits. The slant of something means whether is just going straight up and down or leans to the side. That's a slant. So if your writing kind of leans to the side and isn't just straight up and down, it can be a giveaway of certain personality characteristics. A giveaway here sometimes is used to talk about a prize or some sort of product that a store gives away for free. Oh, it's a free giveaway. You'll often hear that. But here, we're using it to talk about something like a facial expression or some indicator or sign that something is clearly shown, being shown. Maybe you have a giveaway when you lie. Maybe your eyes blink rapidly. That's a dead giveaway that you're lying. You're doing something that gives someone a clue as to what you're really feeling. Or blushing. Blushing is a giveaway that you're really embarrassed because you can't hide it.
Exactly. It's a slip of the tongue, you could say. If you reveal some information and you didn't mean to, and now the other person knows, that's a giveaway. Oh, what a giveaway. I shouldn't have said that. Now everybody knows what I'm thinking. So, yes, indeed, the slant of your writing can be a giveaway to certain personality traits. Here, trait just means characteristic. The quality of something, the sorts of things that make you different from other people, the things you do and how you do them.
Now, here's an example. If your writing leans to the right, well, you are apparently a confident person. That's what it seems anyway, and you like to express your opinions. You're not shy about telling other people what you think or your opinion about something. Now, here's the opposite. If your writing slants the other way or to the left, you are independent. If you're independent, you don't rely on other people. It's easy for you to make your own decisions and just choose your own way in life. You don't constantly need someone to help you. A lot of people are dependent upon their parents and friends to help them through life. I've always been pretty independent, but that says something about you. But quite particular about what you like and dislike. So you might be independent, but you're also very picky or fussy about what you like and dislike. That's what particular means. To be particular about things just means you have very definite opinions about what you like or what you think is good and acceptable.
That sounds like me, sort of, because, I always have a very special or particular way of buying clothes. They always have to be a certain size. And they always have to be a solid color, too.
Certain fabric type, too.
Exactly. I like polyester, and I don't like cotton. I think cotton is hotter than polyester, so I'm kind of picky, kind of particular about my clothing, but not so much about my food, actually.
True.
I pretty much eat anything anybody gives me. And so, yeah, it kind of depends. I was also kind of looking at this, realizing that the slant left or right would affect maybe the way people write English. This may not apply to Chinese because Chinese people, yes, they write from left to right, but they also write from top to bottom from time to time. And even I've seen people write from right to left as well. So I don't think this may apply to Chinese. You may have to use your own criteria for analyzing Chinese writing. So we're talking about the slant of letters here and what that says about your personality. Now, if you're writing doesn't slant at all, you probably let your head rule your heart, which means you're not so emotional, you're very logical, you're very straightforward.
Now, if you're talking about spacing, the space between lines or letters or even words, that can provide insights as well. An insight is something that you learn about something, an understanding of what something is like. It's countable here, so you can have a lot of insights if you look at these different spacing issues. But perhaps nothing defines you as much as your signature. Your signature really says a lot about you. It kind of is a definition of the kind of person you are. Your signature, of course, is just the way you sign your name. That's your signature.
Okay, so, Stephanie, if I take a piece of paper here and I sign my name. Here, let me get my pen here, and I'll sign my name here. And you just take a look at my signature.
Yeah.
Okay, hand it over to you here.
Looks like it's slanting to the right.
Okay, what does that say about my personality?
Well, it's very angular. It's not very round, I don't think, and it slants to the right, meaning you're a confident person who likes to express your opinions.
Okay, so I'm very opinionated.
Yeah.
I thought I was very modest. So this is all wrong here.
Interesting.
But in any case, we're talking about the signature here, and as you said, a larger first name signifies or indicates or basically means that you have pride and independence, and you don't really take orders from other people. However, if your signature ends with a dot, perhaps you don't trust others very easily. Can you imagine someone ending their signature with a dot? Is it like a period or something?
I've seen people do that. They hit the paper with their pen. Bam.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
But I guess that means that they just don't trust other people. And they don't think people are trustworthy. So finally here, when talking about analyzing signatures, be careful of people who incorporate a single slash of the pen through their signature, which I think means basically people who signed their name with just one basic squiggly line, right? To me, that's somebody with a big ego. They think they're a doctor or a lawyer or something, so they sign their name like that. That's a single slash, a single stroke, you could also say.
Mm-hmm.
Slash here is a noun. It just means one stroke. We say Chinese characters are composed of strokes. Slash here is kind of the same thing.
And to incorporate means you include something as a bigger part of something else. For example, a good diet incorporates many different kinds of fruits and vegetables, not just two or three, but many kinds. So it's kind of interesting. And if you're trying to conceal something, you're actually trying to hide something from someone else so they can't see it. You can conceal something and also keep something secret.
That brings us to the end of our discussion for today. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher right now, so please pay attention.
第四格呢，我们看到这边后面空格后接的 letters， 那讲的是字母，所以我们需要一个形容词来讲这个字母。那说什么样的字母，它也可以显示出你的个性。我们看一下选项当中的形容词里头最适合的答案就是 F， individual。 个别的一个一个的字体，它也可以看出一个人的个性。好，他因为他接下来他就说了这些字体的样子，比如说如果你的字体是 softer and rounder， 柔顺圆滑，就可以看出说它是第五格。第五格这里很明显需要一个动词，因为他接着 a sympathetic personality， 说到这个人他有同情心，那哪一个动词最适合呢？这边应该是说可以显露出，所以最好的答案就是选项中的 G， reveal， 显露出来他有同情心。下一段呢，这个字迹如果是有倾斜，还用到 slant， 那字迹的倾斜度其实可以看出什么呢？好，我们看看下面这里第六格，它后面接了一个 of certain personality traits， 某些人格特质，所以这里前后文需要名词，那一样是要表示显示透露的，就是选项中的 V， give away， 这是一个名词，它显现出某些人的人格特质。假如说你的写字是偏向斜向右边的话，很明显你这个人很有自信，然后喜欢怎么样？第七格后面接 your opinions， 那是你的个人意见，所以要表达这个动词就是 express， 也就是选项的 C， 你喜欢表达自己的意见。如果你的字体呢是斜向另外一边，就表示说你这个人很独立，而且对自己的喜好厌恶的东西也相当的挑剔。最后这边还说到，如果你的字呢是不偏不斜，表示你大概是一个什么样的人。后面说到 you probably let your head， 好，这边后面接着第八格很明显需要一个动词，然后加 your heart， 也就是你的头脑脑筋会应该是控制掌控你的心灵，也就是你的理智是胜于情感的，最适合答案就是选项中的 J， rule。 最后这一段我们看到谈的字个别的字体，我们接下来要看的是行距间距，这也可以提供一些个性的见解。或许说他这边提到了 Nothing defines you as much as your signature， 你的签名其实最能够表现出你这个人了，因为他说到了，如果你的字体是比较大的，你的签名是比较大的，那 signifies 它就会表现出什么呢？第九格很明显需要一个名词，这个名词后面接了 an independence， 其实这两个都是正向的，说你一个人独立。还有呢，选项中的一这个名词 pride 代表这个人呢有自尊，他有点骄傲，然后他很独立，这样子的性格来。最后一个他又告诉我们B， 好，第十格后面叫 of people， 那对谁？对人，什么样的人？那种尾巴呢，你用斜线然后把你的签名穿过去，对于这样的人应该要怎么样？应该要形容词，我们要填进来的形容词。最后剩下的一个就是 I， careful， 你要对这种名字用一条斜线穿过人特别小心。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Check out your signature and your handwriting to see what it says about you.
From English Digest and from all of us here, the editorial staff, the photographers, the illustrators, everybody, have a nice day. And please join us again next time. For English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.